So we're going to explore this morning. Usually what we've been doing during the course of our services, our family services this year, is we've been looking at the stories that Jesus told. But because this is Resurrection morning, Easter Sunday morning, we're just changing tack to focus on Easter Sunday morning and what the resurrection means for us. And throughout the weekend, we've looked at peace and how God brings peace to us. We've looked at redemption. We looked at joy this morning, which was really good. And this we want to continue now to look at the theme of power. We're going to read a Bible verse that's going to come up on the screen together. So on the count of three, we're just going to read this together, and then we'll explore it a little bit. So one, two, three. I also pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which you has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that has been given, not only in the present age, but also in the age to come. Okay, so the key word for us this morning is power. And Paul prays in this passage. He talks about the power that raised Jesus from the dead and the power that is living in every single person who calls on Jesus' name. And I wanted to ask us a question to begin with. When you hear the word power, what is the thing that immediately comes to mind? Maybe talk to the person next to you. When you hear the word power, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? What's the first thing you think of? You're not sure, okay. What's the first thing you think of?
Magic.
Magic, okay, all right. Okay, all right. Okay. So let's have a couple of answers then. Does anybody want to shout out for me? What's the thing that comes to mind when you hear the word power? Go on. Somebody who's in charge. Okay, that's a pretty cool one. Anybody else? Easter. Okay. Wisdom. Oh, sorry. Wisdom. Okay. Muscles. Can you all show me your muscles? Oh, my goodness. Wow, that is incredible. Okay. What else? Energy. Okay. Anybody else? A superhero. All right. And I heard authority back there, over there as well. But you're in the dictionary.
If I may interject, when I think of power, I think of beating you in an arm wrestle.
This guy, I tell you, he is so, so silly. Sit down, all right? Thinks he can beat me in an arm wrestle, all right? You know, just crazy. Anyway, the dictionary has two descriptions of power, okay? The first one is the ability or the capacity to act in a particular way. So if you think of
like
standing up, can you all stand up?
Like the ability or capacity for me to beat you in an arm wrestle?
Chris, sit down, please. Okay, everybody sit down. Oh, my goodness. The ability to maybe pick something up or to put it down. The second definition is the capacity or ability to direct or influence the behavior of others or the course of events. So maybe if you had to push somebody, or if you had to pick something up, or if you had to walk with somebody somewhere.
Or like me winning in an arm wrestle that we may or may not have.
Chris, for goodness sake, can you sit down for the last time, please? Okay. We are not going to have an arm wrestling competition. What I would like to do is explore the idea of power and the different forms that it comes to us by having a quiz, not an arm wrestle, Chris, by having a quiz, okay? So we're going to give you four questions. In between each question, you're going to have 30 seconds to talk to the person next to you about what you think the answer might be, okay? So question number one is, who do you think is the most powerful superhero? All right, who do you think is the most powerful superhero? Start the timer. Okay. So let's have a few hands. What do you think? You think it's the Incredible Hulk? Does anybody else think the Hulk? Can you wave your hand at me? Oh, it's one or two. Okay. Anybody else? Who do you think? Definitely Captain Marvel, says one over here. Fumi? Black Panther. All those from Africa say? Amen. Yeah? Okay. Definitely Black Panther. All right. Who else? Oh, we think Jesus. Okay. Right. But you, who do you think? God. Excellent. Okay. Who do you think?
Maybe Venom.
All right. The answer, and we took this answer based on the Marvel comics, for starters, and somebody who has special powers and abilities, and this was our answer. Lois has broken it. I will give you the answer. He's big and green and a real machine. It's the Incredible Hulk. Okay, there he is. Right, next question. The next question is, what is the most powerful weather phenomenon? Now, listen carefully. By weather phenomenon, we're talking about rain, lightning, wind, tornadoes, floods, all that sort of stuff. 30 seconds. Go for it. Talk to the person next to you. Okay, let's have a listen and see what you think it is. Torrential rain. Yeah, what do you think? A tornado? Earthquake? Yeah? An earthquake. Okay, put your hands down. For this one, we based it on that which is most destructive. Okay? So the thing that is most destructive over the longest period of time is actually a flood. Floods claim more lives and are more destructive of property than any other weather phenomenon that there is. Okay? Next question is, who is the most powerful person? Now, before you answer, number one, it's somebody who is alive. Number two, they are not in the Bible, because I know you're all good Christians and you're going to say, Jesus, okay? So it is not, the answer is not, on this occasion, is not Jesus. All right? And it's somebody who is alive. 30 seconds, go for it. Okay, let's have a look. I've got some hands here. Written, do you want to give me the first one? Sorry? Donald Trump. Can anybody else put up their hand for Donald Trump? Oh, there's a few. Okay, all right. Who else have we got? Theresa May. Who's got their hands up for Theresa May? Okay, why is everybody laughing? That's terrible. Yeah? Oh, we got the Queen. Has anybody got their hand up for the Queen? All right. The way that we based this one was based on, we judged it by influence. So the most followers that this person has, all right? And we looked on Instagram and we looked on Facebook, and the person who's got the most power, influence, is this guy. I've never heard of him, actually. It looks like the wrong shaped ball to me. That's all I can say. Okay, last question. What is the most powerful animal? All right, the most powerful animal. 30 seconds. Let's see. What do we think the most powerful animal might be? Luke? An ant. Oh, okay. Oh, thinking outside the box. What do you think? Elephant or a cheetah? Yeah? Say again. A lion. What do you think, Ruthen? Sorry? A sand fly. Okay. Debbie? A human. Okay. Actually, we based this one on relative to its size. Okay. And the answer is not an ant. The answer, the most powerful animal and or insect, is actually a dung beetle. Check at this guy rolling his ball of dung. Yeah? All right. So in that little illustration, we just kind of thought about showing...
Stuart,
yeah.
What I want to know is who would be the most powerful arm wrestler? Do you think it could be me?
Okay, hold on, let's just...
Or it could be you.
You may want to know, but they may not want to know. So let's just put this to the test. Listen up carefully. If you want to see Chris and I arm wrestle, then on the count of three, you're going to shout, "He is risen." which I'm quite convinced that you don't want to see this. So if you don't want to see us arm wrestle, on the count of three, you're just going to go boo, okay? So first of all, if you don't want to see us arm wrestle, on the count of three, one, two, three. Okay. If you do want to see us arm wrestle, then on the count of three, you need to shout, "He is risen." So one, two, three. Okay, shh. Here's my music. Come here, Chris, let me sort you out. Can you start the timer? I've got 30 seconds. We've got time for... not bad. Sorry? Did we plan that? No, he's just very silly, yeah? Okay. Right, okay. Do you know what? Power, the whole thing, point of that is to just illustrate, one, that I'm the same strength as Chris, even though he looks bigger than me, but also that, do you know what? Power comes in different shapes, it comes in different sizes. Sometimes it can be used for good, sometimes it can be incredibly destructive. Like if I'd beaten Chris, that would have been very destructive, you know, and it wouldn't have been good for him in any particular way, okay? But you know, the Bible talks about a power that actually... nobody has ever been able to imitate. It's the power of resurrection. And Paul, we're going to explain this now. And Paul talks about, in the Bible passage that we read, about the power of God exerted through the Holy Spirit to raise Jesus to life. I mean, we remember on Good Friday, right, that Jesus died on the cross. He was buried in the tomb. He was dead. But then on Easter Sunday morning, God the Holy Spirit raised Jesus to life with resurrection power. So that kind of illustrates one person's dramatical way of showing how resurrection might have taken place. But you know, Paul not only says that God the Holy Spirit raised Jesus to life, but actually that same power that was at work in Jesus has been placed in every single person who believes in Jesus. I guess a good way is to illustrate it like this. Okay, can you hand these out? Everybody get a little glove. Okay. All right. So when you look at a glove like this, I guess in that sense, can you all hold up your glove for me like this? Has everybody got one? Okay. Take it off first. Take it off. Don't put it on just yet. Hold it up. Shake it around like this for me. It's an all right looking glove, don't you think? Well, it looks all right. It's not too bad. It's got a funny sort of smell about it and that sort of thing. And I reckon it would be better if it was a colorful one. But it could be useful, I think. But at the moment, there's not much you could do with it, is there? I mean, who wants to try and come and open my drawer in the front here with their glove just like this? Do you want to come and try it, Gracia? You're not allowed to put it on. Just see if you can open the drawer like that. Can you get it? Oh, you could actually. Sit down. You're almost as bad as Chris, Gracia. Yeah? Terrible. Okay, didn't you see that coming? All right. Tell me, let's move on swiftly. Tell me, what would make this glove useful? How could we make this glove useful? Some of you have got this already, yeah? If you put it on. Okay, can you all put on your glove for me? All of a sudden, when we put the glove on, it becomes useful. Now all of a sudden we can do things that we weren't able to do with it before. So can you give me a high five with your glove? Give the person next to you a high five. Can you give me a fist bump? Nice one. Can you shake my hand? Excellent. Thanks, Alice. All right. We can do all these sorts of things. And now we could also open the drawer. Who wants to try and open the drawer for me now? Heather. Excellent, I got it right. Well done, me. Okay. Open the top drawer and take out what's inside there. Take out all of those things. Heidi, do you want to come up and help your sister? Yeah, okay. Great stuff. Get all of them out there. One of the things that the Holy Spirit does for us is give us gifts. All right, and if you go stand for me just over here, okay. The Holy Spirit gives us gifts, and the Bible talks about all sorts of different gifts. The gift of prophecy, the gift of healing, the gift of faith, the gift of encouragement. All right, so fills us with power so that we can go out and edify the church, build up the church, and encourage the church. And the girls are going to do that for me in a second. Can I get another volunteer to open up the next drawer for me? Shiro, do you want to come? Can you open up drawer number 2 for me with your powerful hand? Brilliant. What we got inside there? Oh, chocolate. Okay. Choose 2 people to help you from here. 2 people. Point at them if you don't know their name. Okay, excellent, brilliant. So you come and stand over there. Open up the packet so long. Don't eat any of the chocolate. Go stand over there. Just tell me something. Do you like sharing your chocolate, by the way?
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay, you do. All right. Hands up who doesn't like sharing their chocolate. Some of you are being honest because you're in church. Thank you for that. Okay. All right. The other thing the Bible tells us is that the Holy Spirit works in us to help us to be loving, to be kind, to be compassionate, to be gentle, to be self-controlled, to basically grow in good fruit. All right? Fills us with power to grow in good fruit. You can open the packets along for me, girls. Shiro, do you want to open the packets for me in a second? Yeah, go open them along. And one more volunteer for me, please. Yes, do you want to come and help me? Okay, open up the last drawer for me at the bottom there. Let's see what we got. Take those out. What's the big red word on the front there?
The gospel.
The gospel. The other thing the Holy Spirit does is fills us with power to be people who go out and who preach the gospel, to go and share the gospel with other people. The Holy Spirit helps us to do all sorts of other things as well, like forgive people when they sin against us, to live a life sacrificially. So not only always think about ourselves, but to think about other people as well, to help other people, to go and serve other people in different places. In actual fact, the only way to live the Christian life is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So what I want you boys and girls to do in the front here for me now, can I get a volunteer to help? Come on, Rithin. Yeah. Give him 4 of your cards. And what I want you boys and girls to do for me is I want you to go out, especially you with the cards, to people you don't know, and I just want to give you to give them to them. Okay? With the chocolates, I want you to go out. Frey, if you do underneath the eaves. Shiro, if you do this block in the middle here. Janet, if you do this lot over here. Okay? And give it around. And I want you to give 2 cards over there, 2 cards over there, 2 cards over there. Can you do that for me? Yeah, so on the count of 3, I want you to go out and use the gifts that the power of the Spirit has given you to be kind, to encourage people, and to pray that they will share the gospel. So go for it, okay? Anybody you want. Quick as you can, just hand them out. If you finish, come back and sit on the carpet. Excellent. Or I should say, excellent. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Brilliant. Come back and sit down when you're ready. Are we all done? Okay. Give me the empty packet if you've run out. Well done, Shiro. Good job. Come on, Janet and Freya, quickly. All right. Do you know the Bible tells us, thank you, sit down, okay. The Bible tells us, Jesus talking to his disciples, he said to them, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him, and we will make our homes with him. Take a moment just to respond to what God has said to us. I said a moment ago, it is impossible to live the Christian life without being filled with the Spirit. And that is true. It is impossible to live the Christian life as God intends you to live it without being filled by the Holy Spirit. And I just have a real sense this morning that there's some of you here this morning who have been doing that. You've been trying to live the Christian life, but without the help of the Holy Spirit, without the touch and the filling of the Spirit. And this morning is an opportunity for you just to ask God to come by His Spirit and to fill you again. But to pray for you as groups that God would come by His Spirit And for those who believe in Jesus, that he would fill you afresh with his power. And for those who are still seeking and trying to find out about these things, that God would awaken a desire within you to know more about him. That God would make you curious, that God would bless you, that God would draw you. I just want to be filled with the Spirit. I want to get to know, take a step closer to God, however you express it exactly.